Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I hope eighth graders and their parents don't need me to tell you that the deadline for high school applications is December 2nd, the Monday after Thanksgiving. In other words, right around the corner. This morning, we will be joined shortly by Clara Hemphill, senior editor at InsideSchools.org, to talk about the help they can offer in sorting through the choices. That's what they do, including their new smartphone app, and how much parents' choices for any of the public schools should take into account the incoming mayor's views when making your picks. But to set this up, WNYC's schoolbook.org has mapped the school grades released yesterday, and its searchable database now includes that new information. And our Beth Fertig, contributing editor for education at WNYC and schoolbook.org, joins us to talk about that and what will probably turn out to be the final round of school grades in this Bloombergian form. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
So these letter grades for schools were a Bloomberg idea and one that Bill de Blasio campaigned against. So what was the atmosphere when these evaluations were released yesterday?
It was understated, underwhelming. It was just a very simple press conference, a technical briefing with the chief academic officer, Shale Polyko-Saransky, explaining how many schools got A's and B's and so on versus previous years and what's new about these. Now, I should say in previous years, these were greeted with a lot of fanfare, these announcements, especially at the beginning. Mayor Bloomberg would trumpet this very complicated grading system as the fairest way of comparing schools to one another, schools with similar demographics, allowing parents to shop around and see how their schools were performing. They were criticized, though, over the years for being too simplistic by some or for being too reliant on state exams, because state exams made up about 85% of a school's score. But they were always progress reports. They were to show how much progress a school made from one year to another. So even if a school had very low-performing kids on the state exams, if they did well versus the previous year, they could get an A, just like Stuyvesant or Bronx High School of Science. Likewise, if a high-performing school didn't make progress, they could get a B or a C or a D. So it was a complicated system, and because it's facing the demise, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has said he does not want to give A through F letter grades, although he supports progress reports in concept. It's really something that's, you know, on the way out, and the mayor gave a separate press conference yesterday about some donation from AT&T that the chancellor attended. So it was like there was no one, you know, at the top there to talk to us.
So it was a little, you might call it, lame ducky yesterday.
Yes.
In
yeah.
terms of the presentation.
Yeah.
But the Bloomberg administration has used these grade reports, as you know, to decide which failing schools to close. Are they planning on starting the process this time with just a few months left to go in their administration? And if not, do these grades matter at all?
They have said, they made this announcement months ago, that they will not close any schools based on these progress reports, partly because they have a whole new way of measuring them this year because of the state exams. Because the state exams became so much harder this year with the new Common Core learning standards, you saw schools with kids who would get, you know, 80% of the kids would pass are now suddenly, you know, 40-50% are passing. They didn't want to penalize the schools for what happened this year with the state exams.
And so they didn't want to penalize. So the new harder...
Also, they're running out of time, Brian. They're, you know, Bloomberg's out.
Obviously,
January 1st.
They're just
so it can't
about
happen.
Out of time. But there's kind of, I don't know if it's a disconnect here, but the harder Common Core curriculum caused student scores on state tests to fall so much, but apparently did not cause a similar drop in the grades for the schools that taught those students.
Right, because it's about progress, not absolute performance. So you can have a curve where you decide, and they had this distribution system since 2010 when the state made the exams harder to pass for elementary and middle school kids. So what they did was they said approximately 60 to 65% of the highest performing schools that made the most progress are going to get A's and B's, and about the bottom 10% are going to get D's and F's. And that's what happened again. This year, 9% of schools got D's and F's. The top 62% got B's and A's. And then there's a chunk in the middle. But once again, instead of closing them, what they are doing is they're holding what they call early engagement meetings with schools that did very poorly. So if a school got an F or if it got a D or a couple of D's in a row, they were going to hold meetings with them, and they're going to announce that list today of how many schools might have qualified in the past to be closed. But that first chunk of schools in the past, they would also just look at and say, you guys weren't doing well, let's see what happened, and then we'll pick some of you to close. This year, they're just going to talk to them all about what they could do to improve and what happened.
And before we bring in Clara Hemphill from Inside Schools to talk about how this whole changing landscape should affect parents' choices on public school applications, you and WNYC's Yasmin Khan surveyed a number of school principals to kind of grade the grades. You have that article up on School Book today. Did you find a consistent response to this whole style of, you know, Bloomberg grading across an array of principals?
I think we heard what we've heard over the years, which is a lot of skepticism about this. You know, for schools that had a lot of low-performing kids, you know, that were really struggling, they would be excited if they got recognized by getting an A. You know, if you had only 30 or 40% of your kids passing these state exams, but that was an increase from 25% the year before, they were happy if it showed, yeah, you're doing a good job. That's nice. They can definitely boast about that. But overall, they knew that this was not the summary of their school. You know, it wasn't all reflected in this grade. There were so many other things. They like some of the aspects of the progress reports because they do include other things like surveys by parents, teachers, and students about how well they think the school environment is doing. But there's also skepticism that, you know, they kind of push you to give it a good mark so that the school's progress report will be higher, you know, that people are gaming the system. So they like the idea of having a transparent system or data that's out there, but they dislike the way that it can be used to penalize schools and that it can be overly simplistic. So there's a mix of opinions, but overall I would say they believe something needs to change.
WNYC's Beth Fertig. See her reporting at schoolbook.org. Thanks a lot.
And Twitter, at Beth Fertig. We also, I should say, Brian, all of the data has been updated live as of this morning so that if you put in the name of your school and you go to it on schoolbook.org, you will see this year's progress report. And our summary of the data for every school now reflects the 2013 test scores. And what we do is we look at how the performance is compared to other schools, similar schools.
Fabulous. Thanks. And sure. We welcome Clara Hemphill, senior editor at InsideSchools.org at the New School. Hi, Clara.
Hello, Brian.
And parents, if you are in the midst of this high school application process or have a question generally about figuring out a public school for your child at any grade in this changing political environment with Mayor-elect de Blasio coming in, you can call up 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And the deadline for high school applications is December 2nd. Ideally, where in the process of picking a high school should families be at this point?
Families should have developed a list of schools that their child is interested in, and they probably should have already visited most of those schools. If they haven't, they can go to InsideSchools.org, where we have slideshows and reviews of all 450 New York City high schools.
You mentioned visiting the schools, which might sound like something just for your own information, but don't many schools give extra points for students who've attended information sessions?
That's absolutely right. Many of the schools that have opened in the last 10 years under Bloomberg don't require an exam or grades, but they do want you to show interest, and you can show interest by showing up at an open house.
When I grew up in Queens, I went to the high school that was right in my neighborhood, and I don't think I had to make a choice to do that. That doesn't exist anymore, right? There's no default zone school option for high school. Even if your neighborhood has a zoned high school, you have to apply?
Yes, but in certain neighborhoods of Queens and Staten Island and southern Brooklyn, you are guaranteed a spot in your zoned school if you put it on your list. However, in Manhattan and Bronx and large swaths of Brooklyn, there are no zoned schools. You have to apply.
Tension, pressure, anxiety. 212-433-WNYC. And Bob on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bob.
Hi. More of a comment than a question. Besides the open enrollment for the schools, there is also the academies which are in most of the schools. And those, the entrance to those are based on standardized tests and report cards. One of the failings I've always thought with the New York City public school system on this is that after the acceptance for the eighth graders, there's no way of getting into the academies anywhere when you're a freshman, sophomore, or junior. Like, let's say you moved into New York City or you transferred from one area to another. The academies are locked. They can't. They will not accept any more students, even though they may be the student may be able to do the work and already have, let's say, advanced placement courses.
You're talking about students who move into New York City from elsewhere during their high school years,
or left a Catholic school, and now went to a public school while in high school.
Right. That, it is very hard to move from high school to high school within
it's
the city, right?
It's a very complicated system. There are 400-some high schools, but there are more than 700 programs within the high schools. So when you apply, you don't list just the high school you want to go to. You list the program within the high school. And yes, it's true. Once you're enrolled in a New York City public high school, it's very difficult to transfer.
And to that point about the small academies within the larger buildings, Mayor-elect de Blasio is on record wanting more parental involvement in co-locating schools and charging some charter schools rent. And I wonder if that's something that parents should take into consideration when picking schools to apply to. In other words, if the small school or academy or charter school that you're considering is going to need more space or in any other way might be politically at risk under the new administration.
Well, there are very few charter high schools. So what you're talking about, I think, affects the elementary and middle school kids more than the high schools. I do think you will see in the new administration fewer new charter schools, but I don't think you'll see an elimination of the existing charter schools.
Or maybe a difficulty of expanding?
That's true, too. It's space is at a premium in New York City, not just for those of us who are looking for apartments, but also for schools. And many of the charter schools started with just a kindergarten and first grade and are adding a grade each year. So, yes, the expansion will probably be difficult.
212-433-WNYC on applying to high schools for next year in New York City or generally choosing a New York City public school at this moment of political change, 212-433-9692. And Evelyn in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to ask, my daughter, I'm going through the process, and my daughter, we submitted her application. She selected, we have a choice from 1 through 12. We selected 1 through 7. And I was told that my selections were, I was falling into the popularity trap, and that I should consider my local high school, which received a D, two of the local high schools in my area, and that I should revisit my selections. But these are the ones that my daughter's heart is set on, you know, and she's saying, well, you don't want her to fail. You don't want her to feel bad if she doesn't get accepted to any of them.
There is indeed a popularity trap. Everybody wants to go to the top 10 high schools, and naturally not everybody can fit in those schools.
And they're not always the best fit for an individual student.
That's true, too. What we try to do on the Inside Schools website is find some under-the-radar schools, schools that are new or that are undiscovered that we think are really good that maybe aren't so competitive to get into. You can find those on our website by searching for noteworthy. But it's true. I would advise you not to put a school on your list that you would not be happy sending your child to.
Don't even list it on the application because that might be the one that they designate that your child has to go to.
If you are placed at a school that you had on your list, you have no grounds to appeal. However, if you're rejected at all your choices, which is no fun, I agree, there are lots of tears in March, at least at that point you have a chance to appeal.
Evelyn, good luck. And Inside Schools is great, by the way, folks. I've used it myself on a number of occasions to help me with school choices for my own kids within the New York City public schools. And they've got tentacles, amazingly, somehow, with a tiny staff, out in, it seems like, just about every school at every level in New York City. Clara, are you taking a position or offering people any kind of interpretation on these letter grades themselves? For example, Evelyn in Queens there said that the neighborhood school that she might like to consider got a D. How do you help her understand how much to be, you know, daunted by that D, put off by that D, or using these letter grades in general?
I'm very skeptical of the letter grades, the single letter grades like a D. I do think the underlying data is really fabulous. You can look and find out whether most of the kids are happy, most of the teachers are happy. You can find out how many kids are going to college. You can find that out on our website, by the way, on Inside Stats, on the Inside Schools website. And we think that gives you a much fuller picture. For example, some of the large high schools in Queens get a bad letter grade because not very many kids go to college. However, they do have lots of advanced placement classes, and your child could do very well, even if not every child is doing well at that school.
And Mayor-elect de Blasio has not said he's going to take apart this entire system of evaluating schools and giving parents some of the information that you were just describing. He's just going to remove the letter branding? Or what is your understanding of the scope of change to the extent that it's been announced, you know, before he actually takes office?
Well, it's just a guess right now, but I think just as your child gets 5 or 6 different grades on his report card, I think the schools will get 5 or 6 different grades on their report card. So they may be very good with special needs kids, but not so good with the honors kids, for example. And depending on what your child needs, one school may be better than another.
Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Oh, great show, and I love you. I call in all the time. I love this show.
Thank you.
So I have a 16-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. So I went through the system already for the high school. And I guess my comment is basically when you say pressure, tension, pain, and you're
anxiety.
Right.
Anxiety. You left out anxiety.
Anxiety, absolutely, number one. But, you know, I hate to say, although it is the system and the DOE, I'm all for going back to zone schools, by the way, like it was back in your day, my day also. But it's the parents that are neurotic. I mean, I'm in Neurosisville. I live on the Upper East Side. And it's just crazy. But it's mostly the parents who make the whole process crazy.
And then they make their kids crazy.
And we all make our kids crazy. You're absolutely right.
But, Allison, thank you. And, Clara, given the system, is there any way around that for parents?
I tell parents to try to relax, that they have more control than they think they do, that a good student will do well at a variety of schools, and that if you make sure your child gets to school on time and does his homework, he'll probably do well even if the school is not completely stellar. The top kid, the valedictorian at the worst school in the Bronx, is going to be able to get lots of good offers at lots of colleges, so that your child has more control over your fate than you really feel, even if he's in a less than stellar school. The other thing, that we live in New York City. We have so many fabulous extra things that you can do. My daughter danced for free with the National Dance Institute. My son got a summer job at Wave Hill and got college credit in botany while getting paid for a job. So that even if your school is less than stellar, there are so many opportunities outside of school in New York that you can get a great education for your child.
And another thing that Bill de Blasio campaigned on is removing single test criteria, as it's called, for all admissions and gifted and talented decisions, including the selective high schools. But that won't affect this year's applications to the selective high schools, correct?
That will not affect this year's applications, correct. And I'm also dubious that he'll do it next year. The three big schools, Bronx Science, Stuyvesant, and Brooklyn Tech, and the performing arts school, LaGuardia, are governed by state law. The admissions is governed by state law, and I can't imagine the state changing this.
So just like his promise of universal pre-K based on a city income tax hike, changing admissions policies at the selective high schools, at least these single-test admission selective high schools like the ones you just mentioned, requires Albany to change the law.
I think it's different because there's broad support for pre-kindergarten everybody agrees pre-kindergarten's is a good idea. But with the selective high schools, there's a range of opinions on what's the best way to admit students.
And we should say there are different kinds of selective high schools. There are those famous ones that's just single test based, but then there are others that look for you to submit a portfolio or one thing or another where they're very selective. It's hard to get into them, but it's not just sit down and take the SHSAT and then look at your score.
Absolutely. And I tell parents to look beyond the specialized schools. They're good, but there are some other really terrific schools out there that are just as demanding and get just as many kids into good colleges.
Elizabeth in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So my question is this. I'm in the process with my eighth grader. She's a good student. We have all our high schools, the ones that she wants, put in. But we may move. So, I mean, I'm not sure when we're going to move. We may move in May. We may move in June
Within the city? Oh, from Queens to Brooklyn?
From Queens to Brooklyn. So now what happens to her? I looked through the DOE website. I couldn't find what happens. I know I can appeal to get her to a school in Brooklyn.
You mean if you want her if she starts at one school, but then you want to move her to another school when you move?
Yes, it will probably be before she even starts at the school. So I'm just wondering, will she be placed in any school in Brooklyn, or do we have a choice of a school in Brooklyn, even though we didn't place it on our original 12 school list?
You will have a choice of staying at the school that she's assigned to. Let's say she goes to Forest Hills High School. She could continue to go there from Brooklyn if you like.
Right.
Or if it's more than 75 minutes by subway away from your new school, then she'll have the opportunity to apply to a school that's closer to home.
But if I'm understanding you right, Elizabeth, you have an eighth grader, and so you haven't submitted this application yet. So if you want to change the list that you've been working on to be more Brooklyn-oriented, because you know you're going to live in Brooklyn next year, you could still do that, right?
Yes. The thing is, I'm not quite sure if they are going to move me with my job. That's the problem. So I'm kind of, you know, in the air with what we're going to do, and I just don't want to penalize her, poor kid, who's worked so hard to get these grades to get into a school that she likes,
right.
You know. So that's my dilemma.
Thank you. So Clara's answer should help. Clara, before you go, is there anything else that the mayor-elect campaigned on that you think parents should consider?
Oh, before I go, I want to plug our new mobile site. We have
an app? You have an app?
Yeah, it's not actually an app. It's a mobile site.
Okay.
So it's insideschools.org/sage. And this is your high school directory in your pocket. You can find anything from the high school, the 565-page high school directory. You can search on your phone and find whether you want a dance program in Queens or a robotics program in the Bronx, or you want to find something on the number 4 train line, or you don't have very good grades and you want some options for kids with not very good grades. The new phone mobile site will make it a lot easier for you.
InsideSchools.org.
/SAGE, S-A-G-E.
Clara Hemphill, thanks a lot.